This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Mac is on leave this week. Yep, gallivanting around the world again. Well, actually, no. He's, believe it or not, at Sydney's Fashion Week Festival. And winter has well and truly arrived, as has Eurovision. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, an eclectic mix of local and national stories, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Tass, good morning. It's Saturday the 12th of May. And of course I'm back after missing for the last two Saturdays. Firstly, I attended Pride Cup in the Yarra Valley with with great people like Jason Ball and Dolly Diamond and many other friends. And then, of course, I went on a holiday with my partner Ian around the depths of the Northern Territory. There we enjoyed a steamy tropical climate in the mid-30s, only to arrive home back to this winter. But really, it's good to be back. It's currently 15 degrees and it's heading for a chilly 16. Well, we're almost there, really, aren't we? Our fabulous producer, Fiona Brooke, and panellist Paul Horwell will assist me with our commentary and presenting today's shows. Good morning to you, Fiona and Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning, Taz.
It might be chilly, but the sun is out.
It is, actually. The sky is almost blue, isn't it?
We ordered it just for you this morning on your return.
Well, Fiona.
Well, Taz.
How's your week been?
Yeah, my week has been pretty busy, actually. I think that I was astonished, or maybe I shouldn't have been, but that massive march here in Melbourne from all the unions, I thought was really incredible. And the numbers of people out there on the street was something to behold. I thought that the media representation of that was kind of
Negative.
I think that they didn't really discuss the fact that there were numbers of unions. There were nurses, there were teachers, there were all sorts of people that were actually involved in that march. And all they did was focus on the construction workers, the tats, drinking beer at the pub. It's misrepresented.
So tried to present a negative picture of
the
union.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, I can't say I watched every news report of it, but I didn't really think it represented the breadth of the people that were out there marching.
I'm not surprised. Paul, what about you? How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been busy as well, but I think the highlight for me was listening to Hillary Clinton, who was in town and who was doing a great speech about her leadership and women empowerment at the Melbourne Convention Centre a couple of days ago, which I thought was inspiring.
That would have been, absolutely.
She was phenomenal. I think the...
And you were there?
I went to go and watch it, yeah. There was a 20-minute almost monologue at the very beginning where she talked about her views on what was happening in the world in certain geopolitical areas, and also what she thought about what was going on in the States with the meddling from the Russians, and what she thinks was happening with the Chinese in Australia. So lots of great insights from her. My only frustration was she then went on to talk about her life in a bit more depth, which was very interesting, but I really wanted to hear her views on the here and now. And she was certainly there advocating women in power and being very assertive in making sure she was giving positive affirmation to young women and girls about how you can actually take the lead and go on and succeed in politics.
That would have been a fantastic...
A brilliant world leader, sadly, that didn't quite make it to the top job.
Well, she still is a leader.
Yeah, phenomenal. Phenomenal leader.
May not hold a position of office, but she could certainly attract a crowd when she turns up to speak.
She could be much more effective in a role that she is, inspiring women around the world to take action and to, you know, stand up and look at being in positions of high-level positions of power. So, you know, as an inspirational leader, maybe she could do a better job.
Mm.
And I've heard that perspective a number of times. You know, a number of people who've actually been approached to stand for Parliament have, you know, thought about it and weighed what that actually means. Mm. You know, when you are a member of Parliament and a member of a political party, you actually have to toe the party line. Sometimes that may be okay, sometimes it may not be okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as an independent commentator out in the community, you can actually analyse and have an opinion about a range of issues, irrespective of where they're coming from.
That's very true, without doubt. And, of course, the other news that we should probably mention is that we should know next week about who is the city of the new mayor for the city of Melbourne.
Ah, yes, I got to vote again.
Ooh, you got to vote?
Yes. Well, I actually hold a role on a board as a chair has its address in the city of Melbourne. So this is the second time I've got to vote. It'll probably be my last, I think.
Is that a building vote or is that a personal vote?
No, it's a person vote. So it's a business vote. So you can be a property owner or you can be a business operator. So as the chairperson of this business, I get to have a vote.
Okay. Yes, I guess I segued that because I was thinking about the front runner, Sally Capp, who I think has, the bookies have got her down as being the closest to win, followed by Rowan Leppett, who's coming up behind.
It seems to be the case, doesn't it? Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of opposition to that argument. It'll be interesting to see. So we'll know on Monday, will we?
I'm not sure which day, but certainly early this week.
Yeah, so I think closing date was 6 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw a post on LinkedIn from Sally Capp saying, don't forget to vote, only hours to go.
I think it'll be really fantastic to have that issue resolved as well, because there is still that sort of overhanging sort of negativity of how it all went. And so it'll be lovely to have that resolved and be moving forward.
And before we move on to the serious stuff, you can't missed this week by saying the other important competition is the Eurovision competition, which is going to be camped up over the next 24 hours. So I know you can't stand it, but it's going to be amazing. Costumes, glam, glitter.
So Ian was watching at home on TV last night. I was watching Eurovision and I was just talking, you know, doing a bit of research and reading papers and reading articles and trying to sort of, you know, do something a bit more sensible. I find it really, really dull.
Oh, Taz, it's so twee. It's a little bit of brightness in the dark winter months.
And I believe we've just had a message from Macca.
Yes, we have. Macca is not listening in because he has just endured a breakfast of influencers with a fashion label. And I just asked him, did they smother him in air kisses? Let's see what he says.
I can't see Macca at a fashion festival, can you?
I can, actually.
Can you?
Yeah. Yep, I definitely can.
I'm sure he's having a ball there.
I think so too. You know, champagne, lots of coffee, croissants, hats, I think it'd be great fun.
I can see him indulging in the food and the beverages.
Yes.
And that's about it, really.
Look, I think the only thing that would be the endurance test would be the air kissing, the small talk, and I think that would be tiresome. You could probably manage it for an hour, but after that, you'd want to go back to your hotel room and crawl into a hole.
And the only other thing that I'd like to talk about today is the anniversary. I think it's the 17th anniversary of the death of one of our community leaders, Jan Hillier. Jan Hillier will be known to many people as a trailblazer, especially in the lesbian community. And she also did things like set up a whole range of LGBTI venues. And I think probably all before my time, of course, but from what I understand, they were actually very popular and really paved the way to enable a lot of young people to come out and be able to participate in society. So rest in peace, Jan, and thank you for your contributions. She was certainly an entrepreneur.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.